From 2 Tango Mobile.
2T Mobile. WB4DFW. Also mobile. Dave over in Seneca.
WB. I think it's WB4DFW. W2T. Name here is Rusty, and I'm headed full of boneless wings and headed for the house.
You're not sharing.
Nothing left to share.
You mean they're wingless wings now?
Wings is what they are. And all. Very good. James Ribshack over here in Spartanburg.
Well, I'm running to the backwoods of I guess now I'm technically in Pickens County, dropping off some stuff for some friends who managed to pick up some COVID about a week ago, and they're recovering, but they need some tender loving care. So I'm taking some these raspberry bars of some sort that my wife made.
I do. When I caught COVID about 3 weeks ago, somebody did the same for me, went and got groceries and things, so brought stuff to the house. In fact, somebody went and picked up my medications and brought them to me, and then I had the shift people who do my grocery shopping occasionally to get that for me, so. Oh, and like I said, I'm just peddling towards the house and gonna see what's on the radio this afternoon, see if there's anything on HF I want to try to work.
Dick got back from a cruise about 3 weeks ago, almost four now, and darned if she didn't test positive for COVID. I tested negative the whole time, but she tested mildly positive, so she cocooned for a little bit, and we're heading off on another cruise next Sunday, so hopefully we manage to escape anything that time.
It's just a super large petri dish when you go on those things, and never been on one myself, but I've had several friends that have been on them and have come back sick from it. And I've decided that, I've never been on a cruise, but at this point in time, with all the stuff going around, I'm not anxious to go on one. So I'll just stay at home and play with my radios and sing my songs and ring my bells and all that stuff like that I do. And just stay out of that stuff. But some people enjoy them. I've got friends that go on trips and all that stuff, too, so they get... now if I get this car to make the turn up here in front of me, I don't know what he's doing or she's doing. But now they've moved. But anyway, yeah, I just try to avoid the things like that and go. So, just try to keep myself healthy. But at my age, sometimes that's not always easy.
I've been cruising off and on since, I guess about 2018. We, of course, broke during COVID, but the first cruise we took after COVID was really great. We were on a ship that had a capacity of over 6,000, and there were only about 2,000 of us on there. It was like kids in a candy store.
You practically had the place to yourself on a cruise like that. It's made for that many, and that's all they had on it. Yeah, that's like going to the candy store and not having to worry about paying for anything.
I got to drop off something out the window. I'll be right back. Oyster. Raspberry bars are dropped off. Also dropping off oyster knives we borrowed from these folks for an oyster roast last weekend. So now it's my second location to drop off a label that was left behind.
Keep you out of trouble this afternoon or get you into a whole heck of a lot of trouble. One of the two. And also... Anyway, I'm cruising back here to the house slowly, not in any hurry. And I don't have to be any place till 7. So no hurry there. Go home and see if there's anything on TV I want to watch or get on the radio and see if there's any CW contacts I want to try to make or things like that. And then go from there. And just kind of watching this FedEx guy that's driving along up here, a couple of cars in front of me. Oh, he did finally make a turn. He'd been running his turn signal since he made the turn around the first corner, and it was still going, so. Oh, that can be dangerous sometimes.
Try not to do that like an old folk like I am. Well, let me let you run there, Rusty. I'll chat at you later. This next stop is only about 3 minutes away, and I'll have to probably get out there. At least the COVID folks, she came up to the truck. Talk to you later. WU2T, WB4DFW, sort of outside Seneca.
Okay, and yeah, I don't know about what you thought about old folks, because you're probably not as old as I am, but and I've been around at least a time or two. So anyway, we'll talk to you later, WU2T Mobile.
70 years old, and I've been licensed since I was 16.
Well, you've been licensed longer than I have, but you're 7 years younger than me, so go figure.
The old goat. WB4DFW clear.
W4SGQ, Ed in Shipperville. I'm dying to die.
This is W4 Never Give Up. W4NGU.
For Norway, Texas, Quebec. I just said you're listening, playing a game on the computer, and taking it easy. Don't get out. The guy that checks the old stuff on the Pioneer radio, all these things. I try to keep them coming out pairs, but it's kind of hard to do sometimes.
Well, man, you got me in years, but I wonder if you got me in time licensed. I was 54 years this month.
Well, let's see. Mine should be pretty close this month. It's been so long, I forgot exactly when it is, huh?
Wait, 75 years, that's about the longest I've ever heard of.
You can remember a lot of guys on what you call rolls and nets and so forth. And, I get all of them now, and I'm still doing a little chugging around at 6 meters, 2 meters, 10 meters. Well, a few people I know left. I put it that way. I enjoyed the sound. That old Andy, by the way. He's dog right to me. I'm in Simpsonville, yeah. I'm just staying in this town to be near my family. I'm originally from Southport, Wineville, North Carolina. So.
Okay, Andy. Well, good to meet you. And I'm in a big hurry. I got to get some documents copied and get back downtown to the probate court. But, you have a good day, and hang in there. You're still a spring chick. W4, never give up, clear.
Thank you, sir. It's W4NTQ. It's Simpsonville, South Carolina.